We used to have about 12 large producers here in the United States. We are now down to 4. One of them, the largest, which is Smithfield Foods, is owned by the Chinese government. The second largest is called JB Foods. They are owned by a pair of Brazilian brothers who are currently in prison for corruption in Brazil. Number 3 is the Tyson Market, which is trying to stay out of Smithfield, but Smithfield is trying to acquire it. And then we've got Cargill, which is still American-owned. What these big 4 producers did is when the meat packing plants got infected with the coronavirus, they shut down production. That left all this inventory with our ranchers, where our ranchers had to buy additional grains, additional food to feed them. That they lost money there. Then when the meat packing plants reopened, they were received pennies on the dollar because there was a glut of meat and pork that hadn't been sold. But they turned around and sold it to the American public that there's a shortage because of the meatpacking plants closing down. So what they did, these 4 giants in the processing department, they made money on both ends. They sold for high and they bought low, and everybody got screwed. And government did nothing, and they knew about this.